This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Several members of the U.S. Congress will visit a migrant processing center near the border with Mexico later today amid a surge in children attempting to enter the United States. The lawmakers' tour comes a day after President Joe Biden pushed back against suggestions his administration is responsible for the surge of migrants illegally entering the country. Speaking at his first news conference Thursday, the president said it's an annual seasonal spike, and issues in their home nations push repeatedly on immigration. Biden says his administration's expelling the vast majority of those trying to enter the country, with a big exception, children. The president said the U.S. will move quickly to move hundreds of them out of cramped detention facilities where he says conditions are unacceptable. People in the southeastern U.S. state of Alabama are waking up today to devastation after several powerful tornadoes touched down Thursday, killing at least five people, injuring dozens of others, and destroying entire neighborhoods. Emergency management officials say the five confirmed fatalities were in Ohachi, a town about 1,200 people in the northeastern corner of the state, where a twister ripped apart homes and downed trees and power lines. Authorities say tens of thousands of people have been left without power in Alabama and neighboring Georgia. And nine people were killed Thursday in Myanmar, according to the daily report of the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. Demonstrators out in force continue to show opposition against the ruling military junta a day after Wednesday's silent strike left the streets of many cities across the country practically empty. And for more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. By remote, this is VOA News. North Korea's state news agency confirming on Friday that it had launched a newly developed type of tactical guided projectile on Thursday. Now, the announcement came as the United States condemned the launch and warned of a threat to international peace and security. The launches, which were Pyongyang's first ballistic missile test in nearly a year, underscore steady progress in its weapons program amid stalled denuclearization talks with the United States. Final election results show Israel in political deadlock once again, with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his opponents falling short of a governing majority. The Election Commission says with 100% of votes counted that Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party and his natural allies have won 52 seats in the 120-seat Knesset, Israel's parliament. If no one is able to assemble a 61-seat majority in weeks of negotiations, then Israel will go to elections for a fifth time in roughly 2 years. The cleanup in New South Wales continues today after days of flooding and heavy rain finally ended in Australia's most populous state. Aerial footage on Friday showed surfboards, tires, debris floating near submerged properties as floodwaters remain high. The extreme weather has impacted 40% of the population. 2,000 people remain in rescued shelters, and many have only ruins to return to now. Conditions have eased over the past 2 days, but evacuation warnings remain on Friday for hundreds of low-lying properties along the coast in New South Wales. Authorities in the southeastern, southwestern, that is, U.S. state of Texas, raised the death toll from February's winter storm and blackouts to at least 111 people. Now, that's nearly double the state's initial tally, following one of the worst power outages in U.S. history. Texas health officials say most of the deaths are associated with hypothermia. Many homes went without power or drinkable water for days after sub-freezing temperatures. Failing power plants and record demand for heat pushed the state's electric grid to the breaking point. And the first batch of COVID-19 vaccines arrived in South Sudan on Thursday, 132,000 doses of AstraZeneca vaccine being offered to healthcare workers, including doctors and nurses, free of charge. For more news, voanews.com. By remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man, my voice of America.
Hello, everybody, again. Welcome back to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again today. So stay tuned and make sure you don't go away, because our first stop today is going to be Uganda with Bumbo Clap by Josie Chameleon. And right after that, Giddy Giddy Maji Maji of Kenya in Atoti Batu. And then to Peace Choir of Nigeria in Busybody, the remix. But first, Bumbo Clap by Josie Chameleon of Uganda.
That's how we beautiful fight. Informers and spies stand bold for your while. Full of bad mind and grudge, but them a smile back. Boo! We adjure them and we crumb with this time. No for them a enemy. Boo! Soul of enemy, you this bad man. Go searching out your head a remedy. No for them a grudge me. Blood clot of enemy, you this bad man. Then you ready for fight the dust.
You love another girl, man. Bumbo clap. You distract the man.
I was send them to hell. Pass me gun, pass me bullet. See a ton them dead.
Bumbo clap.
Kodi part 2 Lady Lando Yakumi paka pinje mangima Kidi kidi maji maji rodonjo ko Hey Atoti part 2 Ma atoti part 2
This is the remix. This is the remix. shoulder. This are fresh from my jaw. Oh yeah.
See them, then don't come back again. Like this is the big, you get one agenda. Why you put me in between, middle of the center? Cause me like no pretender. So make you stop to the look and start to the groove. Hey. Peter and Paul, they be one, no be two.
Hey.
Remember, say then get it, they do.
Hey.
We go make you so you. I love your boom boom bang. You make me really want not to do it. When you hook up in the club, oh, give them a run, oh, give them a jump.
Hey.
Put your busy body. Lose control. Watch my sister, we go come in bona. We'll be the bagger, we say we know they go bona. Tell us say we know they bona.
By P Squire of Nigeria. Before that, Atoti Part 2 by Giri Giri Maji Maji of Kenya. And Bamboo Clad by Josie Chameleon of Uganda. You are listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy. I'll be right back.
You don't have a problem. But if you have a problem, we got the solution. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Stay tuned. I am Kate Lona from Enugu. I love African Beat on the Voice of America.
You don't have a problem. But if you really think you do, then we have the solution to your problem. And the solution is African Beat on the Voice of America. Monday through Friday with me, David Vandy.
Welcome back to the show. Khadija in the remix by Sierra Leonean-born Jimmy B. And right after that, Akwa Ata by Koffi B of Ghana.
that first.
By Jimmy B of Sierra Leone. So I hope you're having a good time. Just stay close. I'll be right back for more.
The African Beats with music of Africa from the voice of America. We love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some emails. This one is coming from Emmanuel Andor, and he says, "Congratulations, David. You make my day all the time, and now you are my man of the day. Thank you for the good work that you are doing over there, and may God bless you. I am Emmanuel Andor from Ghana, and I want to dedicate a song for all my friends in Ghana. Doreen, Dorothy, Marvis, Anita, Nancy, Solomon, Eric, and all Swanlake boys of Ghana, and all the peoples of Potloko in Sierra Leone. Thanks, sincerely yours, Emmanuel." Well, thank you very much, Emmanuel. And let's take this other email which says, "I love your show, David. It heightens my personality, making me unique in my neighborhood. At a time when they are listening to their music, I am listening to good African beats on the Voice of America. I love that feeling of uniqueness. Can I request a nice song for my mother, Auntie Mary, my aunt, Abina, and her good husband, W.O. Francis Awoa, and all my loved ones? Thanks, guys, and please keep up the good work. This is your fan, Abdul Rahman Aziz, from Ghana, Accra." Well, thank you very much, Abdul Rahman. That's so beautiful for you to write. And this next email says, "Special greetings to you once again from your number one African beat listener here in Warri, Nigeria. Your super show continues to bring us great delight. Thus, my family comes around me once at 9 p.m. Nigerian time for 1 hour enjoyment session with the Voice of America's African beat. And I want you to give me a big shout out, and especially for my family, my wife Patience, my children Judy, Lisa, Adibebe, Laura, Oscar, and Harry Ovi. These are the ones that have brought sunshine into my life, and I want a very nice dance tune to be played for my family. The song I have in mind is Carolina by Awilo Longomba. Thank you so much for celebrating with us. And remember, it is cooperation that makes the port to be filled with rice. As I look ahead to hear from you, may your news be always good news, and so be mine. Stanley O.M. Akpotu, Warri, Delta State, Nigeria." Well, thank you very much, Stanley. Beautiful message. And now let's get on to your music, Carolina by Awilo Longomba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. And right after that, Oliver Mutukudzi of Zimbabwe in Ninipa. And then to South Africa with Bayete and Jabukanyele in Shwele. But first, Carolina by Awilo Longomba of the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Sugar de Bamenda, Fami Poto.
by Bayete and Jabu Kanyile of South Africa. Before that, Ninipa by Oliva Matukudzi of Zimbabwe. And then Carolina by Awilo Lungumba of the Democratic Republic of Congo. This is the African Beat on The Voice of America. I'll be right back.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Welcome back to the show that brings happiness into your homes and smiles on your faces. Tolly is going to be our next track by Formidable Musiki of the Central African Republic. And right after that, Inzu by Peace and Love of Burundi. But first, Tolly by Formidable Musiki of the Central African Republic.
Mana kelele ti la vie na mango yanga chakamba ti la vie ti mpega njoni molenge ti mi mama wango sombi baba ti mombie ke muna mo tonga na moke tambula na lenge simbeni baba ke mu wango na molenge ti lo ti koli Tikete mo mateneso, batani toni na beti mo mbanga tingingi ti mo nukope. Dansemos, si va souffrir, encourage neri aya tije beni.
We'll be right back. zo shalom ehe gatutu kabakowe muhoza waba baba ye urakarorero yakuri mubindi bigo ibyizukora ni byinshi nawo bidonda burangwa biheze Seni omukia gabushwara Waraji miti miratekana Waraji nezi tindi nabi oh, oh. Mezo shalome Izu ya mahoro urakaramba eh, eh. Mezo shalome Izu ya mahoro urakaramba Ekura karo Turabikwiye wewe wemera wakiri mpuvi abakowe abakwaye abababaye n'ubujyo bw'isi kubakira udatora ukawakira n'umutima w'ububyeyi ukabasubiza iteka Subira kuwa wanu Waraji miti miratekana Waraji nezi tindi nami oh, oh. Mezo shalome Izu ya mahoro Urakaramba Mezo shalome Izu ya mahoro Urakaramba Ekura karo
by Peace and Love of Burundi, and Toli by Formidable Music of the Central African Republic. And with that, I want to thank you today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vander here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
Looking Changing my weight.